Okay, today's shiur is Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Beis, and we continue in the home stretch, Bezrat Hashem, of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are on Ayin Aleph and Beis, and five lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tashma. So we're trying to prove something. What are we trying to prove? We're in the middle of a sugya. So we're in the sugya of Mishicha. Mishicha by an Akum. Does that work or not? Remember yesterday we had the very important Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and others, and other Chachmei Sfarad, and that is, Bali Atosfas assume that whatever Kenyan works by a Jew does not work by a non-Jew, and vice versa. Mishicha and Kesef are inversely proportional. They say that the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Inva Metzia Mem Zayin, is exactly the same Machlokas as this Machlokas between a Memer and a Vashi, and that influences Pesach as well. That is the Shita of Bali Atosfas. But, and therefore, what works by one does not work by the other. The Chachmei Sfarad, the Rikva says, what's the difference? What's the difference? What works by if it could work, if it might work by a guy or might not work by a guy? That there's no connection whether it works by a Jew or not. And the fact that the Gemara does not link them means that they are not linked. And that also affects Psak. And therefore, Lamaisa, we saw Machlokos, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, what the Paskin like. And we try to go Lechumra, whatever we do, a kiddy with a guy. The two cases of Hafkas, Kedushas Bechar, or Mechiras Chametz, the two cases generally, which are Lamaisa today, so that we try to do all kinyanim, as the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Taf Memchas. Okay, related to that machlokas, we continue whether Mashiach is kona by a guy or not. Says the Gemara, Ravina asks Rav Ashi, Tashma, Damar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, Ben Noach Neherag, Alpachas Bishav Apruta. A Ben Noach is Nerag unless it is Shev Apruta. We know a Ben Noach, like Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, is Nerag on any of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. As harasan zuhi misasan, so they're chay misa for any in a time when we have a Sanhedrin, when we have a Besdin. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that even on pachos bishara pruta, even though usually if I steal from a Jew, I only get the avera with the chiyav hashava, only if I steal a shava pruta. But the chiddush by Ben Noach is if he's narag even on pachos bishara pruta. We'll get to why in a second. Velo nitan lihi shava. And it is, even though it's killed, but it's not returnable. V'lo nitan lihi shavam. The question is, what is the case here? V'i yamrid mishicha bo v'kachavim eino kone. And if you want to say that a mishicha does not work by an ovikachavim, so am I narag? Why is he killed here? How did he steal? How did he steal? If he's not, the Jew didn't give it to him, so how did he steal? The guy took it out. If a guy took it out, so, and he's chaya for gezela, so it must be that he was kona it. If he was kona it, doesn't that prove that mishicha works? So the Gemara answers, no. Mishum tsa'are li Yisrael. No, it's because he caused pain to the Jew. Really, he was not kona it. But it looks like gezel. That's enough to be considered gezel in this regard. Big chiddush. Mishum tsa'are li Yisrael. Umay lo nitan li hishavon. And what does it mean then? Lo nitan li hishavon, it's not returnable. What do you mean it's not returnable? It never became his. It's not returnable. So the answer is, de'ina b'toras hishavon. It's not b'toras hishavon because it never became his. Right? Rashi says on top, lo kanye di Yisraeli. And therefore, that is the first pshat of the brisa, which we're going to reject. You know what? Let's just finish it and then we'll come back. Ihachi ema seifa. But what do you mean? The next line of the brisa says, b'chadeiro v'nitzvah mimenu ne'arag aleha. If another ovikachavim comes and steals it from the first ovikachavim, he's ne'arag on it. So Bishlam Ratio Mishim Tsari Li Israel. Ella Seifa Mayavid and the Seifa, Jew wasn't involved. So this must be wrong. Ella Shbabina, so it must be that there really was Mashicha here, there really was a Kenyan here, and Mashicha Bovik Ochavim Kone Shmamina. It must be that the Mashicha works, and therefore it is Kone. Good. 2 points on the earlier section, and that is Ben Noach is Narak on the Shava Pruta. So why is that? Stealing from a Jew. Oh, meaning if a guy steals from a guy. I think even if a guy steals from a guy. Even so. I mean, but that was the second part here. He's Narag Aleha. But if he's really not Kone, if Mashicha really doesn't work, so the Tsar element wouldn't apply. So it must be real Mashicha really works. And Lamaskana, I think we hold, even if he steals from a guy. Right. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, he points out what he thinks is a machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says here, and Rashi says elsewhere, on the bottom Rashi, on Ayin Aleph Mabez, that the reason is Because by a Yisrael, Yisrael is mochel on less than a Sheva Pruta. Okay, big deal. He's mochel, and mechila, if he's mochel, so then that's, that taints and is, it makes a chisaron in the Maisa Gazela itself. And that's why it's not Neherak. That's the bottom Rashi. Mashenkin, by a Ben Noach, he's not. Every tiny little morsel of money is worth something, and he's not mochel. Ben Noach, Rashi says, Shegazel as Yisrael, Pachas Yisrael Pruta, Afagav the Gabi Yisrael, Lav Mamonahu de Machli Ale, Gabi Oviko Chavim, Mamonahu. So that is, Rashi Shita, that Bnei Yisrael are mochel, and that is why by Ben Noach, they're not mochel, and that's why it's the fact that they're not mochel says, gives it the status of mamon, and therefore he is chayav for gezela. But there is, might be an issue, the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Geneva says maybe there's an issue of chatzi shir. Maybe there's an issue of chatzi shir, like there's a chatzi shir by all these surim. Okay, that's one. But if you look in the Ramban, the Michal Tzchinuch says you get a different impression. You get a different impression. Why? What's the impression that you get? The Rambam writes that a Ben Noach is chayav on pachad b'shever pruta, and then he says v'chein be'aver min hachay. Also on aver min hachay, the shiurin li Yisrael ne'emru. So he ends the v'chein comparing less than a shever pruta by stealing, and also by aver min hachay with a v'chein, and he says because shiur min Yisrael ne'emru. It sounds like from the Rambam that the point here is that the whole idea of pruta, that's a shiur. And shiurin were halachal moshe b'sidai, only given to Bnei Yisrael, and therefore this is less than shavar pruta, but shiurim weren't given to them, and therefore one would be chayiv even, let's say nafkamina number one, even if the guy is saying I'm mochel, he's screaming I'm mochel, doesn't matter, it's an issue of shiurim, and therefore even if it's less than shavar pruta, even if we know that he's mochel, still, one would be chayiv. Even though, according to the Rashi, you might say if the guy is standing there, I'm mochel, but he wouldn't be chayiv.
Or if Yisrael was saying
mochel, maybe he wouldn't be chayiv. Let's dafka mina number one between the Rambam, which says it's a din of shiurim, versus Rashi that it is a din of mechila. So he quotes. That's number one. What if he's screaming, "I'm not mochel"? What happens if this case he steals less than? This is Minchas Chinuch and mitzvah kuf lamed, the mitzvah of returning gezel. He says, what happens if Bigneva vahanignav eini yodea? What if the nignav does not know about it? There is where he stole it from. What we would call yeah shalomidas type of case. He doesn't know about it. So he doesn't know about it to be mochel. So there's no mechila there. If you take it on a very practical level, it's totally whether he's mochel or not. According to the Rambam, you don't need mechila. It's just an issue of pachad b'shevar pruta. Even if you're not mochel, you're still going to be chayiv. But Sheikhein Rashi, you might not be chayiv. You might be chayiv in that case anyway, according to Rashi, because there was no mechila. Whether it says doesn't specify here, but the Minchas Chinuch is by Geneva or by Gezela. Okay, because Geneva you might find out in the end who stole it. It's just the act itself was Geneva. The act itself was Bitsina. Right? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma Ayin Tes, it discusses the chilek is the in terms of the Maisa, whether you go in stealth or you do the act in front of him. But lav dafka that you never find out about it. If you find out who's gonev you, doesn't mean that turns into a gzela case. Another case that he talks about here is what happens if a person steals less than a shavar pruta and then it goes up in value and now it's worth a shavar pruta. So it ladazu de lavita machilahu rak the pakal shavar pruta in mitzvah zaseila mikol makom efshar talkapanim bershusa de marius yakir ki hu shall anigzav yachal hotzi menu anigzalata. But if you say it's based on machila, he's mochel right away. Boom, and it's finished. So you might say that case. They talk about other cases. Is it lachem? This is Bechas Chinuch and Kuf Lamed pointing out that machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Number one. The other issue to bring up here is on the other line of the Brisa. That is that the Gemara assumes that in order to violate Geneva or Gezela, a kinyan must be done. Right, so that is an assumption. It's a clear assumption. We pass like this assumption, and that is there is a concept called kinyani Geneva and kinyani Gezela, as we've spoken about many times before. The Yerushalmi says it explicitly. The Yerushalmi in Shavuos, in the beginning of the last parak in Shavuos, the Yerushalmi says, I'll read you the line. The Yerushalmi says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Arba shomrin hain ve'in chayavin el adera kinyan. Rav Yaakov bari acha mishum Rabbi Lezer af le'inyin gzela ein chayavin el adera kinyan. Kedevin Gzeil, you're only chayav with a kinyan. Right, that you need a kinyan. Tosfos says this is the reason why we know that a ganav is chayav in otsin. Because why should that be? I steal something, and something, an earthquake happens. I'm chayav. What do you mean? The earthquake would have happened if you would. It would have been your property. Why am I chayav if an onis happens to pay you back? It would have happened anyway. Why can I say, arish achol fanecha? It's tough luck on you. The answer is, Tosfos explains in Baba Kama, because the second that I steal it, it becomes mine. There's a concept of kinyan and ganav, whether I like it or not. I'm not interested. It doesn't matter. The second that I steal it, Tosis is Lashin, Babakama Nun Vav, V'yesh Lomar, D'Svarahu, D'Gazlan Nichnas Tachas Abaylam, D'Kivet Shehotzi Mirishus Abaylam, Shehchayav in Bishvirasa, since you took it out of the Rishus of the Abaylam, and you're Chayav in the Shvir, Be'in Abaylam Yecholim L'Shomra, and the Abaylam can't guard it now, L'Fisha Nigzala Mehem, Yesh Ala Gazlan L'Shomra, D'L'Inyan Nezikin Mikru Ikru Abaylam, Kol Mishabiyadu L'Shomra. Right, it goes by Nezek, regarding Nezek, if you or motzi it, and then something happens to it, and it gets damaged, so you're chayiv. You're the owner. And therefore, just like if an onis occurs, the owner bears the brunt, so too when it comes to geneva. So the owner, you are considered the owner. Kinyani geneva. A lot of rise to this, but just one other, just once I have Baba Kama out, the two cases, the two Tosfos in Baba Kama. One is Tosfos in Rava Mabez, the other one is Tosfos Baba Kama Yud Aleph, where Tosfos there explains the difference between a ganav and a gazlan and a mazik. The Gemara there says, the din of Shmuel, Shamin Laganav Lagazan of Alolo Mazik. What does that mean? I steal something from you, and then it breaks. So the halacha is, I have to get you a new item. I can't give you back the item and pay you for the difference in the price of what it's worth now. Shamin, you have to estimate, I'm sorry, halacha what I just said, but I just said it wrong. Ain Shamin Laganav, you don't estimate the difference for the Ganav, you have to pay back the whole. A whole entire new item. Or giving back all cash to buy a new item. That's for a ganav and a gazlan. But for a mazik, if I go over and take a baseball bat and smash your headlight, we don't say, oh, I have to buy you a new car. No, I have to buy you a new, I give you back this car and I have to buy you a new headlight. What's the difference? Tosfos says, because by the hezek, there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan. It's yours. A mazik, you just have to make up the difference. By ganav and gazlan, I'm kona it. And because I'm kona it, so therefore, I can't just make up the difference. I have to pay you back a whole new item. That's what Tosfos says. Find a time at the Ganav of Gazlan, kanu miyad, kishotzi omir chuz bailam, avamazik lonus chayv el kamoshe hizik. And that's where the next line of the Gemara says, also to a shoel, ain shaman. Why? Because the shoel is also kona it. The Gemara, even in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, compares shoel and ganav. Compares those two cases, because both of them have a level of kinyanim. Okay, those are the two important points at the bottom. Related to a ganav stealing pachas b'shavar pruta and the issue of kinyane, geneva, and gazela. Okay, now we continue. Says the Gemara. What's the havamina? Mishum detzara li Yisrael. Right, got to figure out. It's a difficult havamina. What do you say? What if he just annoys? A guy goes over to annoy a Jew. So maybe it's tzara li Yisrael along with causing him a seeming monetary loss. Tzar al Yisrael regarding his money. The guy took his money, even though legally he wasn't kona it. I don't think you could say take this so generally. I think it's Tzar al Yisrael in the case that really looks like Gezel and acts and smells like Gezel. One has to limit it like that. Okay, Ahu Mashicha, Ahu Gavra. Sorry, next line. Ahu Gavra, Damei L'Chavra. A person says to his friend, Imaz Vinina La Laha'ara. Later on, this is going to connect to us. That's why he's brought here. If I will ever sell this piece of land, I'm not interested in selling right now. If I would ever sell this piece of land, I'll sell it to you. I'm not interested, but whenever I get interested, I will sell it to you. Rashi says, and he did a kinyan right then. Rashi says, v'kanu minei b'kinyan. I did a kinyan chalipin. I'm not interested in selling it right now, but whenever I'm interested, I'll sell it to you, so don't worry about it. And then I did a kinyan with you then. And then, next week, he goes and sells it to somebody else. So, this, what's the halacha? I'm Rav Yosef, kanakama. The first guy was konit. You already did a kinyan with him. So therefore, even though you didn't, he wasn't konit right away, because you didn't sell it, but it was a kind of a tnai that's binding. And therefore, the sale to the second guy does not work. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, "What a minute! But they didn't decide on a price. The son of the prize. How can you assume that that was the real Kenyan? We had yesterday discussions of whether you have to sign on the price before the Kenyan. But he didn't sign on the price. So how should it work? The Gemara says, "Umina timra to call hechad lapazak alkana." How do you know that if you don't set a price, so then it's not going to work? So our Mishnah. Ditznan, the Mishnah said yesterday, Hamocha Yeno Lovin Kochavim, if you sell wine to a guy, Pasagat Shalomadat, if you set the price before he took it and then to measure it, so then Dama Mutar and it's Mutar. Why? Because the second that he took it, we assume he was Kona it, because he knew what the price was going to be, and then when he measured it and made it into Yayin Nesach, so it's already belongs to the guy, no problem. Madarat Shalom Pasag, but if he measured it before, he set the price of Dama Mutarin. So therefore, Dama Vasurin, therefore the Dama will be Asur, because it still belongs to the Jew, because they didn't set a price yet, the guy doesn't think he's going to buy it yet, and therefore it's Asur. So the Gemara says, my Havi Allah, so what's the Halach in this case? What's my Havi Allah, Kitakamrita, we just quoted a Mishnah. What do you mean, what's the Halach in this case? We just quoted a Raya to answer his question, to back up Abaya. So the Gemara answers, Dilma Chumra Di'ayin Nesach Shaini. Maybe our Mishnah is not a Raya. You might say Yayin Nesach is different. And therefore, just like we have other chumras of Yayin Nesach, we mentioned the first daf in this parak. If you look, remember back, 10 blot, daf Samach Beis, right, doing business, getting paid for working with Yayin Nesach. It was a chumra of Yayin Nesach. We find this elsewhere. So therefore, I would have thought that maybe that's different, but generally, the halacha is not true, that it goes by, even if you didn't set a price, it could be that the kinyan works. Period. Stop there for a minute. So Rashi said, though, in this case, if I promise to sell it to somebody, whenever I get around to selling it, and I sell it to somebody else, and I made a kinyan originally, so then I have to sell it to the first guy, says Rav Yosef. So Lechora, if I didn't do a kinyan, it's just dvarim. It's meaningless. The Rambam adds on another Tanai. Not only if you did a kinyan, but you said mei achshav. The Rambam adds that in. The Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira, in Yurch, in Ches Zayin, Ha'omer L'Chavero, in Hilchas, right, Mechira, Kishem Karsad Azu, if I tell my friend, when I sell this field, Harizeh Mechur L'Cha Me'achshav, B'Me'azuz, V'Kanami Yadu Akach. He was like, Rashi, but he had to Me'achshav. What if he had a Me'achshav? So basically, Yosef explains, according to the Rambam, it must be that if you just do a Kenyan without emphasizing that anything's happening today, it's a meaningless Kenyan. It's Kenyan Dvaram B'Alma. Whenever you do a Kenyan Chalipin, something has to happen today. When the chassid does the kinyan chalipin at the chassin's tish, it's because right then this chayva starts. So the Beis Yosef says it must be that the Rambam thinks that if you just make a kinyan chalipin, it would not be good enough. And that's why the Rambam adds in the word me'achshav, even though it's not in the Gemara. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Vav points out, though, that if you look in the Itur does not quote me'achshav. The Itur is also a halachic work, and he does not quote me'achshav. And it must be that he thinks that it's not a problem, even if he doesn't say me'achshav. And this might relate to, says the Beis Yosef, the issue of asmachta. When I commit to something, and I'm not sure if it's going to take place or not in the future, is it just an asmachta? So the Rama must think that it's an asmachta if you don't say me'achshav. But if you say me'achshav right now, the kinyan works up today, so then it's not a problem. And the Itur must think, even if you don't say me'achshav, it is not a regular case of asmachta. Asmachta means it's totally on some, I'm committing myself totally on some future event that's out of my control. But, or maybe it's in my control a little bit, but this case is not totally on a future event. It's right now, depending if I do something. So that's a machlokas, the Itur and the Rambam, whether you have to add in the word me'achshav here, besides making the kinyan in the first place, at T1.
Is that necessarily chalipin here?
Is that necessarily chalipin? But what other kinyan are you doing on the karka?
Maybe
the kinyan chazaka on the karka. Maybe. It's Rashi says, v'kanu minei b'kinyan. Sounds like chalipin. Whenever they don't specify, stam kinyan is chalipin. Interesting, why is that? We spoke about it in the past. Why is that? The chalipin might be the most universal kinyan. It works on everything, and that's why it's whenever the Gemara says kinyan, it means chalipin. Okay, weiter. Tashma. Continues the Gemara. The Amar of Idi Bar Avin. There was this kind of case by Rav Idi, and they went to ask Rav Chizda, who went to ask Rav Huna. And they brought a raya from the following brisa. De Tanya says on the side, what if I pull, I'm being kona some of your metaltolin, and I pull your donkey, which has the metaltolin on it, or I pull your workers who are holding the metaltolin, into my house. Bain pasak atshalo madar. Bain madar atshalo pasak. It doesn't matter if I did that before or after I set a price. Lo kana. The kiddush doesn't work. Why? Rashi says, in the middle of the Rashi, mashach, she'ein mishicha kone bibnei adam. I can't pull a person and then acquire what is in his hands. Uperos calls bat she'ein alayu. Lo kana. Doesn't work like that. And continues the Bryce. So now, v'shnein yuchol alachsar b'chem. Therefore, nothing happened yet, and it can both be chozer bo. Pirkan v'echlisa l'toch b'esa. But what if I start unloading? If I start unloading the donkey into my house, I start unloading the person into my house, so then it depends. Pasak ad shalom madad, if I already set the price before I started measuring and seeing how much payros I'm getting here, so ain't shdem yichol achzer bohen. That it's finished. Then nobody can be chozer bo, because I'm doing the medida and taking it off after I have already set the price, so it's finished. But if I was modded and I started getting into my house before I set the price, then I could be chozer bo, because again, setting the price is key beforehand. If I don't agree upon a price, it is very lamaisa. Until I know a price to something, a ballpark, I'm not going to, you know, I could be very interested, but I don't think in my mind that I'm going to be kona it until I'm comfortable with that price. So that's the Tashma. We proved that you do have to have the price, right? The kol hecha de lo pasak lo kana. Well, we tried to prove before, that is true. Weiter, similar case that we had earlier. So earlier we just had a case where a person says, I'll sell to you. If I ever sell this piece of land, I'll sell to you, and he goes and sells it to somebody else, so it is nikna to the first one. But what about this case? Hahu gavra da amr lechavre. It sounds like a Baba Basra type of case. Why isn't this a Baba Basra? Because that's to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which talks about setting the price before you do a Mishicha, that's why this discussion is here. Hahu gavra da amr lechavre. Imaz vinin Allah lahara. Mizav ninin lechav meazuze. If I ever sell you this land, I'll sell it to you for 100 zuz. And then, azal zavna le'inashachrina b'meav esrin. And then he goes the next week and finds somebody else to sell it for 120. So what's the halacha here? Can the first guy say, hey, what are you doing? You said you're going to sell it to me. Summer of Kahana, Kana Kama. Rav Kahana says, the first guy, just like in the earlier case, you committed to the first guy. Maskevla Rav Yaakov Minar Pakod. Rav Yaakov says, no. Hi, Zuze Ansuhu. This is an ones. What's the ones? He was offered more money. If he was offered more money, he's forced to take it. So it was like the money forced him to change. He only made a tnai earlier that I'll sell it to him for 100. But if he gets more money, who says he's going to sell it? He just has to sell it to the first guy. So therefore, he go to the second guy. V'hilchaz akarev Yaakov minar pakod. And Allah is like that. Meaning if the second guy agrees to a higher price, so he's not bound to the first guy. Says the Ritva, even if the first guy says, well, hey, I'll give you that money also. I'll also give you 120. Says the Ritva, though, but he's not bound to him because of that. The guy could agree to that, but the commitment was only for the original price. That was the commitment. If it gets to a larger price, then this is a different situation. Says the Ritva, I'll read it to you. Because he's not selling it in a normal meratzon. The Ravid agrees to you, right? That if the first guy is ready to pay more, that he have to pay give it to the first guy. But that is the Ha'ara and the Hosafa of the Ritva. You see, once it's out of the first agreed upon price, then it's a different situation. Period. Amalei. New halacha. Kiddushaymi, let's say we're talking about selling land. Once we're talking about selling land, so let's throw this in. Kiddushaymi bitlasa. What if I say, you know what, I'll sell this to you, we're talking about agreeing upon prices, but I'll sell it to you based on what those three people estimate the land to be worth. Kiddushaymi bitlasa. So the Gemara says, if you say that, afilu tremi gotlasa. So then, even if two out of three agree on a price, as a machlokas, how much it's worth, two out of three is good enough. Why? Because when you say, kiddushaymi bitlasa, when three people estimate, so you're agreeing, so to speak, to a bezdin. And by a bezdin, we know the halacha is, aslim basarof. Because bezdin estimates, why do you say three? If you say three, it must be, Rashi says, stam l'toras bet dayoni nachas. And therefore, you always go by the roof, by a bezdin. if you say Kiddushabi B'tlasa. But if you say Kidda Amri B'tlasa, like three people say, not like three people estimate, right? Three, so Rashi, the last two skinny lines, Lashon Zeh Lav B'Torah Dayan Inachas Ula Amiras Shlashta Niskaven. Right, you just want to know what three people say, not using their brains. Three people come to estimate it. Three people say, so they're not the army b'tlasa. It's got to be unanimous. It's got to be unanimous. Ad the army b'tlasa. Continuing, kiddushaymi ba'arba'a. If I say like four people estimate, so then ad the army ba'arba'a. So then it says four people say, because four is not a bezdin. If you say four, it must be that you're not b'tlasa bezdin either. The kol shkenecha da amrle kidda army ba'arba'a. Surely, obviously, if you say kidda amri ba'arba'a as four people say. Good. Let's stop here for a second. That is, you see the Bach here? Unusual Bach. The Bach here is not changing the gear, so he just says, look at Tosus. It's a Gilyon Ashas type of Bach. The Bach here says, look at Tosus and Ejun Davav. What does Tosus and Ejun Davav say? Tosus quotes our Gemara. Tosus is there. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Davav, if you remember, is the Sugya of Pshara. Sugya of Pshara compromises about mitzvah levsoa, asur levsoa. The Gemara says, hey, mitzvah levsoa manalev. But the Gemara says there that Pshara is done with three judges. Pshara bitzua begimel. Pshara is done with three judges. Even why? Why is it done with three judges? Because it's hukash ledin. Just like din is with three, so too Pshara is with three. Says Tosfos there. Vav amar alef. Afa gav de makshi Pshara ledin. Even though Pshara is compared to din, lav chol davar makshinan. You don't compare it totally. Not for everything is pshara compared to din. Why? De bedin azlinam basaruba. Because by a din, you go after the rov. Im shnayim amar b'zakei v'achar amar b'chayiv o'ifcha. You go 2-1. Ubi pshara lo azlinam basaruba ashi eskimu shlashtan. But by pshara, you don't go after the rov. It's got to be unanimous by pshara. Where's the raya? Where in Shas does it say that when you have a pshara, when you make a compromise, you have to be unanimous? Where does it say it? It says Tosfos, our Gemara. Kidamrina beavodazara dafayin base. Kiddushaymi beitlasa afilu trebi gotlasa. Kidamri beitlasa daamri beitlasa. That's all. That's what Tosfos says. So the big kasha of Tosfos is, where in the world does Tosfos get pshara in our Gemara? Our Gemara says nothing to do with pshara. Our Gemara just says, if one is not sure, what the land is worth. So if it is estimated, so then, like a few people estimate, so then it's din. If it's, as three people say, it's pshara. So Sarach Lomar, what Tosfos seems to be driving at is that because pshara is a different world than din. It's not din. Din means you got to figure it out, you got to estimate, figure out what the MS is, and therefore estimation is a language of din. If I say whatever those three people say, so I'm basically, I'm going to arbitration, right? I'm going to pshara, and I don't care what the emes is, but I'll agree. We'll agree. So whatever we'll agree to, it's whatever they say. That's why Tosfos makes the jump to say it has to be unanimous because kedamar beit las is a language of pshara. Related to this as well is a. That's what the Aruch Haneri asked the Kashi. He doesn't answer it. It's on Hedrin. Lo yadati me'ayim pshita lula Tosfos the pshara dami la amri beit lasa look at the shami beit lasa. So we have to say is because the pshara is not figuring out exactly what the emes is. Rav Soloveitchik has an article about this in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he says, din pits one party against the other. The dayan analyzes the relevant facts of the case and applies the appropriate legal sanctions as prescribed by Choshen Mishpat. The law is administered with cold impartiality, and its decisions are dictated by objective data. One party emerges the victor. His case is vindicated. The plea of the other is denied. Discord and resentment persist even as the court docket is cleared and the case is closed. The legal issue has been resolved, but human bitterness continues to fester. Nobody else in the world could write like this. In pshara, however, social harmony is the primary concern of the dayan. The fine points of the law and the determination of precise facts are of secondary importance. The goal is not to be juridically astute, but to be socially healing. The psychology of the contenders, their socioeconomic values and status, as well as the general temper of society, are the primary ingredients employed in the pshara process. These considerations are evaluated within the broad halachic parameters of Choshen Mishpat, and the final resolution of the conflict is a delicate and sensitive blending of both objective legal norms and subjective humanistic goals. For this reason, pshara is the preferred alternative. Says the Rav, pshara and din are different. Pshara is kedamri. It's not kedashaimi. It's kedamri, whatever they say. That's how Tosfos could use our Gemara to... that's why Tosfos jumps without even explaining himself that pshara is kedamri and not kedashaimi. Oh, to come to the seizda for that Rav Dayenu. Okay, here we go. Amalei... Kiddushami b'tzlasa vasu tzlasa v'shamuhu. What happens if I say Kiddushami, whatever the three people estimated as, and the three people came and estimated it, v'yamar le'idach, and then the other guy, right, Ruvein says to Shimon, let's estimate it. And then three people estimate it, and then Shimon, after it's estimated, say, I don't like it. Amalei, idach, the other guy says, leisu tzlasachrini, dekim lutvei, let's get three other guys, because they're better at it. They're more expert. Rapapa, Dinu de Ma'akev. Rapapa says he has that right. He can be Ma'akev. Ask the Ritva, what did he say in the first place? Did he agree to it in the first place? If he agreed to it in the first place, then how could he change his mind? So the Ritva said there must be that he didn't say anything. And you don't say Shika Koda outside of Bezdin. As you have to say, because if he would have agreed to it in the first place, how could he change his mind? So Maskavar Afuna Breder of Yoshua, Mimai Dahani Kim Lutfe, Demahani Kim Lutfe. Who said the second guys are going to know more? Maybe the first guys are going to know more. So he's not into saying the second guy can retract. He looks like Rafuna Breda of Yeshua. By the halacha of Rafuna Breda of Yeshua, that the second guy cannot. Once he agreed in the first place, even silently, according to the Ritva's version, he cannot retract. Okay, end of that discussion. New Mishnah. Back to Yayin Esach. Says the Mishnah. Natal es ha-mashpech. Let's say I have a mashpech, which is something I pour into a funnel. I have a funnel. I'm a wine owner, and I'm going to sell the wine, and I pour the wine into different customers' kelim. And I use the same funnel to pour into a Jew's kelim of yayin and a goy's kli of yayin. So the issue could be that if I pour into the goy's kli, the bottom of the funnel is going to touch the kli, and there's going to be yayin nesech. That's going to get onto the bottom of that funnel. It's going to mix into the Jews, v'chulu. So, notal zamashpech, umada latoks lochiso shalom v'dikachavim. I measured wine into the barrel of the guy, and then I did it into the slochis of a Jew. So, if there is a lip where the funnel sits on, and therefore there could be yayin nesech on that lip, so it's usser. Rashi says, afilu behana'a. Right, it's usser because I measured it, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The one that you're pouring into. The pashas is the one that you're pouring into. Yes. It belongs to the guy. Second case, hama'ara mikli el kli. Well, the Gemara will talk about exactly the details of this case. If I'm pouring from kli to kli, es she'ira mimenu mutter, ve es she'ira letocho usser. The kli that you're pouring from is mutter. The kli that you're pouring to is usser. What exactly is the case? The Gemara will talk about it. Good. Tzan asam. Says the Mishnah, something that we've referred to a number of times already in the Masechta, I think twice, and now we're going to get to it. Says the Mishnah in Meseches, which is in Seder Taharos. Right, the only Masechta which is also the name of a Seder. Says the Mishnah in Taharos, Hanitzok, if somebody is pouring something, or there is just a flow of water, or a flow of liquid. Nitzok means that it is going though straight down. Nitzok, vahaka tafris, or you have a flow of liquid that's on an angle a little bit. Katafris means diagonal. It's on a slope. Umashke tofeyach, or let's just describe those cases for a second. So those two cases, if I touch one part of that, meaning let's say I touch the top part of the liquid, or the bottom part, well let's say the bottom part, is the top part affected by my touching the bottom part? We'll see for what halacha. Umashke tofeach. Or let's say there are two pools of liquid, and connecting them is a surface which is moist. It's mashke tofeach. But it's not what's called tofeach hamanas latfiach. It's not so wet in between that if I would touch it, I would be able to get something else wet from that touching. It's only a little moist, so if I touch it, it'll get me wet, but I won't be able to get anything else wet. So, eino chibur, all these cases are not considered a connection, lo l'tumah v'lo l'tahara. For tumah l'tahara, meaning if I'm metame the bottom of these liquids, flows, the top part is not tame.
Mean the actual flow itself?
The flow itself. Let's say there's a stream. There's a stream flowing of liquid flowing down, and I'm tame person, I touch the bottom of it, the top part is not tame. ha'eshborin, but if I have water that's not moving, eshborin, chibur tamo latara, if it's not moving, it's just one big pool, then it's mechubur. If I touch one part of the liquid, then the other part of the liquid is tamei as well. Tell me as well. Right, Rashi says in the second to last line, Eshborin bikua eretz malecha, shen is bak uve nikvu shamayim. Right, water is just sitting. So then it's chibur. Amar Rav Huna says, nitzok vekatafris umashka tofeyach chibur le'inyin yayin nesach. Even though the Mishnah says, for tumentara, it's not connected, but for yayin nesach, it is connected. It's considered a connection, and therefore, if let's say there's Yayin Nesach in the bottom, so then the top is Nesar, because Rav Huna says it's a Chumra of Yayin Nesach. Amar Leir Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Minalachaha, how do you know this? Ilema, if you want to say from the Mishnah we just quoted, Mi Ditznar HaNitzok VaKatafris Ubashka Tofech, Eino Chibur L'Lotum V'Lotara, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, it's not a Chibur for Tumentara, L'Lotum V'Lotara Hu Dolo Avi Chibur, Hal'in Yayin Nesach Avi Chibur, you want to be Medayik from the Reishna, only for Tumentara it's not called connected, but for Yayin Nesach it is connected. But Ema Seifa, you can make the opposite diak from the Seifa. Ho Eshborin Chibur L'Tum V'Lotara, Eshborin is connected for Tumentara, Eli Tum V'Lotara Hu Davi Chibur, Hal'in Yayin Nesach Lo Avi Chibur. So it says Tumentara both. So you can make opposite diukim. If you can make, as the Gemara says elsewhere, if you can make opposite diukim from the same brisa, so the answer is you can't make any diukim from the brisa, because it must be the brisa was not said in order to imply either of those, because you could imply opposite things. So no raya from the Mishnah in Taurus. So how about try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to support Rav Huna? Again, Rav Huna said mechubar has more flexible rules when it comes to Yayin Nesach. It's considered a mechubar for Yayin Nesach, even though it's not called mechubar for other items. So, for other halachas. Tanan, says the Mishnah. Our case, you have the funnel, and the Jew measured into the guy's kli, and then he measured into the Jew's kli. If you have if it has a lip, and the funnel sits on the lip, and therefore it'll have yayin esach on the bottom, it's aser. So hakev is yayin, but my kamisera. How is it hakev is yayin going to aser everything, even what's in the top? Lav benitzo, isn't it because it could be considered one big flow, and that shows, that proves Rav Huna. It's one flow, the Akevas Yayin is on the bottom, but it's answering what's on top, so Shma Minan Nitzo Chibur. So maybe this proves Rav Huna, because you see Nitzo being poured in is Chibur, it's considered a connection, and therefore you see, Yayin Esach is more Chamur. Somewhere it says, no, Tani Rav Chiya, Shepachsaso Slochiso. Maybe the case is where you broke the bottom of the funnel, or you let it get backed up so much so that the bottom barrel rose, the level rose above the bottom of the funnel. So it's not an issue of being mechubar based on a flow. The whole thing was raised. The whole level was raised, so you're not called, there's no chibur here. It's all full. That's why it's usher. So Gemara says, avalo, so make the opposite diak. Avalo pachsaso slochiso mai. What? But if you didn't back it up, so you didn't stuff it up so that the liquid goes back up, and covers the whole area on top. My low, you'd say it is not called chibur. So do the opposite. Tif shoti nitzok eno chibur. So if you need it to be backed up in order to aser, maybe this is a kashan rafuna, that if it's just a flow, it would not be called mechubar. Answer low pachsachso slochiso low tif sholocha de aser. There's no right. No, if it's backed up, that's for sure aser. Nitzok tiboy. Don't. The Gemara says it's not really such a strong diak. Not such a strong diak. This is the case, but the other case, we don't know. The Brisa just told us, the Mishnah just told us this case, but the other case of just the flow, no raya. So the Reisha of our Mishnah is not a raya to Rav Huna. So we try the Mishnah in Taurus. We try the Reisha of our Mishnah. Next, let's try the Seifa of our Mishnah. Tashma Hama'arami Kli L'Kli. If you pour it from one Kli to another Kli, Eshe Ma'arami Menu Mutter. The Kli that you're pouring from is Mutter. Hada Bene Bene Aser. Mashma, what's in the flow, bene bene, in between, what's in the flow, usher. It's only what's in the top kli is mutter, but what's in the flow is usher. Shema mina nitzok chibur. So should we say nitzok, as long as it's connected, so it's a mechubar, therefore it's usher. So where it says, I nitzok chibur, what do you mean? What you're all thinking now. If it's all connected, afilu de gave de mananami litzar. Even what's in the top kli should be usher. It's also connected. Well, only what's in the middle, in the air, is going to be usur. But if it's all based on nitzo chibur, even what's on top should be usur. So the Gemara said, no, halakasha, to call miktaf kitufei. Right, it's not a problem because what you're doing, you're taking breaks. You're doing it in spurts. And therefore, what's in the middle is not connected to what's on top. And therefore, what's on top is not usur. So that answers that question. The Gemara says, but anyway, mikal makam nitzachibur. But we still proved it, didn't we? Because the diyuk is only what's in the top kli is mutter, but what's in the air connected to the bottom is usur. So that proves that a flow, even if the only the ayin esek is really touching the bottom, it's batami the whole flow, and nitzach is chibur, a raya to Rav Huna. Ultimately ends up, so you might say it's more, it's connected also to the sofa lanuach type of idea. So a nafkamina, according to what you're saying, is what if it's just on the ground connected, not heading in there? That would be a nafkamina to your question. Right. Say, but this is, so you're asking, maybe it's not only nitzachibra, but it's also because sofa liot shama. But sofa liot shama is not just, right, even if you have a break in the middle, right, if there's something in the air, it's not going to, if you stop time, that's not going to be Tama yet. So you need Nitzel Chibur also. But you're saying maybe it's also connected to Sofa Liosham.
As a practical matter.
Okay, right. But let's say you stick another cup in the middle. Okay. Stick another cup in the middle. That would be the Nafkamina. So Gemara says, one second. So you want to be Medaik in the ratio that what's in the middle is going to be Tame. Ula Tameich, but according to your reasoning, Ema Seifa. What about the second half? Eshi'ira Latocho, Hu Da Asr. If the Mishnah says, whatever you poured into, only that is Asr, Ha Debeni Beni Shari. But what's in the middle is Mutter. So again, so from here, there is no, again, you can't bring any rayas. We tried again, and it didn't work. One more try. Tashma. Hama'ara, now another brisa. Hama'ara mechavis labor. If you burn from a barrel into a big pit, kiluach hayore bisfas chavis ulamata asur. So whatever the kiluach, the flow that's flowing down from the barrel inside is asur. So it sounds like niksur es chibur. It sounds like a beferish raya. So tirgamar of sheshes. No. What's the case here? Be ove kachavim hamaare. No, it's the guy is pouring it. That's why it's a problem in that brisa. Dasi mikocho. The guy is pouring it in. That's why it's a problem. It doesn't have to do with what when it hits the bottom. The guy is pouring it. So e ove kachavim hamaare afilu hamaare. If the guy is pouring it, afilu gavada chavida nami mitzar. Even what's inside the barrel should be usher on top. So Gemara says no. Koach to ove kachavim midrabananu the usher. Like we had at the end of the previous parak. All about the negiyas and the kochos. The koach of a guy, the guy's not touching it here. So the whole thing is derabanan, if he's not actually touching it. So, hahu did nafak libray gazu berabanan, hahu did lagavay lagazu berabanan. If it's still in the barrel, it didn't touch it yet, the rabbanan will not gozer it. Only what came out, which the guy really had an effect on, that is going to be usr. Right? So, no raya. We end up saying, again, there's no raya, nitzo chibur or not. This concept, what do we paskin, by the way? So, unclear. If you look in Tosus in Amar Luhu Rav Chizda, we didn't get to that Gemara yet, but he quotes Rashi who paskins like Rav Huna, Rashi says it here, and Rabbeinu Tam paskins, Rashi paskins like Nitzok is Chibur, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Bitzok is not Chibur, right, based on different rayas that we're going to have. But this concept of being connected, Mechibur, doesn't only come up here, by Yayin Esach, or by Tumentara. It comes up elsewhere as well. It comes up in Hilchos Mikvaos. Right, Hilchos Mikvaos. You know there's a concept of chibur and hashaka. How do you make a kosher mikvah? With rainwater. It's not all rainwater. So we have a concept of hashaka. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Simon Reish Aleph. It's one of the biggest simanim in all of Shulchan Aruch. Reish Aleph. It's all... Wrong one. Simon Reish Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Nun Beis, Reish Aleph Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that we use hashaka to kasher our mikvahs. Habala ari mikvah pasol o chaser mikvah kasher lahakshira o shashneim chaser nebala arvim lahakshira tzorach shihei nekev shebeineyam rachav kishvaferes anod. Right, we talk about having a hole, having a pipe. Machlokes, whether the pipe has to stay open once it's hokshar. The Shulchan Aruch says no. The Shach says maybe to be machmir lechatchila, that it always has to be open. But again, that's how you kasher. You kasher it through a chibur. That's how we kasher mikvos. Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, chibur comes up. Right? If something is, the Chazon Ish has a chumrah, which the world generally does not accept, and that is, if I take water out of my urn, and I put it into a cup. So usually we call that cup a klisheni. That's what we usually assume. The Chazon Ish has a chumrah, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this in a footnote, that if the cup, as it pours into the cup, it's mechubar to a kli that's still on the fire, that cup is called a kli rishon. That's the chumrah of the chazadish. Therefore, if you want to use the kli shlishi after, you got to have an extra cup. Two more cups. Not just one more cup. That's a chumrah of the chazanish. The Shmir Shabbos quotes the Chamudei Daniel and other achronim that do not accept this. We generally do not accept this chumrah of the chazanish. But you see, Chibur comes up. See, Chibur comes up in that way as well. And it comes up in Hilchas Kashrus, in Yoredeya. They talk about it. It's in Sadik Beis. If you have a flow, let's say you have a fleishik chicken soup that was boiling over, that overflowed. And you have chicken soup that runneth over. And it goes over the pot, and it slides on the counter, and boom, goes over to something milchik. So, what's the halacha? Is that mechubar? It's mechubar to a kli rishon, but it's going across the stove. So that is a Ramah and Simin Sadik base, based on Shumas Hadeshen. But that is, again, you see elsewhere where chibur is not just a dinin, tumentara and yayin esech. But it comes up in Hilchas Shabbos, and it comes up in Hilchas Mikvos, and it comes up in Hilchas Kashrus. Weiter. Let's continue 2 more minutes.
Can we talk about flow?
Yeah, we spoke about flow before. When it has the status of wine, when you're jumping on top of the grapes in the top one, so we spoke about when it has the status. Well, that might happen. When does that get the status of wine? It's connected. I think the Gemara tried to prove there nitzo chibur, and we said we're going to the Gemara quoted this Gemara then. You have to look back. So Amar Lahu Rav Chisda Lahanu Savisa. Rav Chisda said to these people who dealt with wine, Ki Kailisu Chamelov de Kochavim, when you measure out the wine for a guy, Katfi Katufe Inami Nafsi Nefutse, do it in spurts, like we said before, or Nafsi Nefutse, or throw it. Because you don't want it, because you have to be machmir for the Rashi uses as a raya. He's so Hebrew, because you see he's being machmir here. Don't have a goy be right next to you helping you pour it in. Why? Dilma mishtalisu, maybe you'll get tired. Vishadisu leale, you just, here, can you help me? Can you hold this for a minute? I have to just stretch. Vikasi bikochav asir. If you let him do it, then he might do the whole thing himself, and it might become asir. Hugavra, the asir chamra, begishta, Uvaska Gishta. There was a case where a person made the Asa Chamra. You know what? Let's stop here. We'll start with this tomorrow about straws. We'll start with who got it tomorrow. As we get into the sugyas of Min Bamino, Min B'sheino Mino, that's tomorrow's sugya, tomorrow's daf. What is Asr Bimashu? Is there a special din by Yain Esach and Tevel? That is tomorrow's daf. As we move on to Yain Esach, we didn't even get to Tilas Kalem yet. That's the last one and a half of the Masechta. But that is, Hashem, we will continue.